SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. It's Oral Health Month, and in today's program, Minister Hannah urges parents to instill good oral health care in children. And do stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is encouraging parents to encourage their children to practice good oral hygiene from the earliest age possible. She says if proper oral care is encouraged at an early stage, it is likely that this will be practiced throughout adulthood. Minister Hanna, speaking at the launch of Oral Health Month, says good oral hygiene is important in maintaining a healthy smile and improving appearance and self-worth.
Many young people that I see sometimes lose their confidence because of their smile and because of what their teeth look like or have come to look like. And many of them go through a very, very awkward stage of their development because of the same values that were inculcated by parents and by others about how to take care of your mouths.
Oral Health Month is aimed at raising awareness about the importance of good oral hygiene. The Jamaica Dental Association will be putting on a number of activities across the island in observation of the month. There will be oral health fairs at the Girls Guides headquarters in Kingston on October 15 and at the Mount Olivet United Church in Manchester on October 20. And there will also be a dental clinic in Portmore St. Catherine on October 28. The highlight of the month is an oral health symposium planned for October 30 at the Terra Nova Hotel in Kingston. The theme for Oral Health Month is Know Your Mouth and Celebrate Your Smile.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it closes. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
Say you know hear about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are gonna allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support flexi work, balance life with flexi time. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
From the bustling townships and cities to the Irish countryside, we are a people of tremendous God-given talent and potential. And so we are encouraged on the Vision 2030 to hold and build on the positive core values and attitudes that have made us distinctly Jamaican. Let's work together to make our island home the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more details. Now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
I used to go to school, I never used to bad. As me used to run light post to light post. Go home, go eat, and my also bake a pudding with the flake up on the top. Yes, the pudding. The flake up on top. That was the nicest pudding, the kami pudding with the flake up on the top. Yes, that was nice. And we eat it and drink water.
The soft part,
the top, yes. Yeah, go back to school. Lola Campbell, Stokes Hall.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for your company. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.